Laird.
Ken Ferris.
Hello, Ken.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. How have you been?
Yeah.
I did get the DVDs.
Okay.
They're not in my hands yet, but the post office called me today and said they were there.
Okay, cool.
So.
Richard Kinnison.
Hello, Richard.
Hey, howdy.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Yep.
We've got Ken here so far.
Cool. Hello.
Anybody else here besides the two of you? Anyone else?
Nope.
I guess not. I got an email from Anthony. He may not be able to make it.
I just got to make it through tomorrow and then I'll be okay.
Another rough month for you.
Yeah, it was the standard beginning of fall quarter craziness. And then the person who was in the building with me, one of the other techs, she quit. So we all had to divvy up her building along with the regular craziness.
Wow.
But tomorrow's the last day of the quarter.
Kevin and Brandy.
Hello,
Kevin and Brandy. Hello. We've got Ken and Richard on the phone with us so far.
Hello.
And did someone else just join us?
Tom did. Hello.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, how's it going?
All right. How's it going with you?
That's okay. I took the day off of work today because I've been real sick. It's pretty gross.
Oh.
Yeah. But such is life.
Okay.
I've been lucky so far. I'm surrounded by kids sneezing and coughing and sick all around me. And
yeah,
knock
exactly.
on wood if I can find some here that... haven't gotten more than a sniffle so far.
Awesome.
Right. Tomorrow I'll wake up sick as a dog. I know Anthony said he may not be able to make it today.
Okay.
So I guess we're waiting definitely on Kevin Macbeth.
Yeah.
Holly may not be able to make it. Mike and Marilyn... won't be able to call in until later. And there's Kevin.
Hello,
Kevin.
Hi, Kim.
Hello. We have just about everybody here except for Anthony so far.
Good.
I was just saying I know that Mike and Marilyn probably won't make it until later. And Holly's stuck at work. Hello, Martin.
Hi.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and start since Anthony said that he probably would not make it. Holly said the same, and Mike and Marilyn, I know, won't be able to call in until about 8:30 or so. So I'm going to go ahead and call this meeting to order at 8:03. And roll call, Kim Laird is here, Anthony Shave. Is absent. Kevin Axtell?
Here.
Ken Ferris?
Here.
Richard Kennison?
Here.
Kevin Macbeth?
Here.
Tom Wall?
Here.
Holly Greeley, bookkeeper, is absent. Mike Sullivan, future Fest site coordinator, absent. Marilyn Sullivan, membership director, absent. And Martin Frost,
here.
You are here. Communications Director is here. And Brandy Slater.
Here.
All right. We need a motion to approve the agenda for this evening.
I'll make that motion. I move to approve the agenda, November 18th, 2009.
Okay. And we need a second, please.
I'll second it. Ken.
And who is that again?
Ken.
Okay. And are there any corrections, changes to what I had sent out this afternoon?
That was the update.
Okay. Marilyn Sullivan did send in a new number as far as magazine labels. I just got that about a half hour ago, but I'll catch everybody up to that when we get there. So if there are no problems, is there anyone opposed to approving the agenda? Any abstentions? If not, the motion is approved. We need a motion to approve the minutes from the regular board meeting of October 21st. Can I have someone to approve make that motion?
I'll make that motion. Kevin McBeth.
And we need a second, please.
Second that, Kevin A.
Okay. Any corrections that need to be made to that? Did anyone take notice? If not, we'll go ahead. If there's no opposition, is there anyone opposed to the minutes from October 21st? Any abstentions? If not, those minutes are approved. We also need to approve the minutes or make a motion to approve the minutes from the emergency board meeting that we held on October 29th. Who would like to make that motion, please?
I'll make that motion, Kevin A.
Okay, and we need a second, please.
I'll second it, Ken.
Okay. And there were corrections that needed to be made to that, which I do believe I sent out to everyone. The numbers and the discussion when we were talking about the FEST director and the compensation for FEST director, the numbers were mixed up. And Brandy, that was a difficult part of the meeting, to say the least, because I had to listen to it over and over and still got one number wrong. So that has been changed, and I just want to let everyone know that the numbers that were changed, actually not changed, they were just, once the audio was up, we were able to get the right ones. Under the amended motion that Kevin McBeth made, 0% for the first 5,000. That's the layer of $0 to $5,000. 20% for the next $10,000, the layer between $5,000 and $15,000. 15% of the next $5,000, that's the layer between $15,000 and $20,000. And 0% of anything over $20,000. And the monthly stipend would be $150 per month, of a stipend leading up to the festival for, at this point, 8 months. Okay? Are there any questions about those corrections?
Kim?
Yes. Did I do
something? We should probably have K after the 5 and the 15 on the middle two items.
Okay. I'm putting them in now.
Okay.
Should I also have them behind the zero?
Doesn't matter. No. That one's fine.
Okay. Just making sure. Okay. Any other corrections to that? All right. If not, is there anyone opposed to approving the minutes from October 29th?
As amended, you mean?
As amended, yes. Anyone abstentions? If not, the minutes as amended are approved. Thank you, Martin. All right. Under reports, the 2010 Fest, I want to thank Richard for helping to start to contact performers. Richard, that was fabulous, and I'm sure...
We have more, too, so as soon as hopefully we get a director, we'll put them all together.
Yep, exactly. And hopefully we will get that done tonight. Since Richard had embarked on that, Keith Nelson has since stepped forward and agreed to serve as Welcome Show and Cascade of Stars director, and has some ideas for performers as well as MC. We do have interest in the festival director position, which is awesome. We had another person, a third person today to add to that list. However, after a phone conversation, he decided to again drop out, and that was Jeff Peden. He felt that if we didn't have anyone to do it, that he would. But since we have two other people that are seriously interested, he has withdrawn his name again. So that's later on in the agenda to find our fest director. As far as the future festival sites, has everyone had a chance to read Mike's report on that?
Yeah.
Okay. Financial, Kevin, do you have anything there for the finances?
So the only minor item is that I've started working on a new way of presenting the financial information on the website, so it's a little bit easier to find things. And the hope is that I can turn that into making the membership a little bit more informed in what's going on next year.
So. Okay, great.
That's all.
All right, thank you. Is there anything on the store while you're at it?
Nothing new with the store right now.
Okay. Okay. And Marilyn had submitted numbers. Member records are at 1,415. And she just updated the number of magazine labels. We had an increase of 10. She had originally said there were 1,388 magazine labels for this latest issue. It is now 1,398.
Do you know why the difference?
She didn't explain the difference. She just sent me the new number. She said they had to redo the labels for Juggle. So I don't know whether that was 10 extra memberships that came in between the first run of the labels and the second run.
That's possible.
But she didn't specify. So she may be here in a few more minutes, so when she gets here, we can ask her.
Yeah. I haven't seen, you know, a sudden burst of 10 members joining online, so I don't know what that might represent, but she can explain it.
Video, Ken,
yeah.
Any information?
Yeah, I got the DVD sent off to you, which hopefully should be there, and the artwork guy, has he contacted you?
He has not contacted me, so if you had not heard from him either, I was going to try and give him a phone call tomorrow.
Yeah, he had contacted me asking basically what we wanted, and I told him, you know, the standard thing and pointed the thing to what the two covers looked like the last 2 years in a row, saying something like that, involving, you know, incorporating his artwork from the T-shirts and everything like that.
Okay.
And he just had requested something like $80
mm-hmm.
for his time to do that, and that was said to be okay, so I told him that would be fine. And that's pretty much it.
Yes, that's coming out of a donation.
Donation.
So, yep. And just to add to that, Ken and I had talked about going through the company Disc Makers.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I just got done working with them on a CD project, and they are absolutely wonderful to work with. And actually, the artist will be able to upload the artwork right onto their website.
Fantastic.
And it will be in a private account for us, and they will just print everything right from there. So they were great to work with. Okay. Moving on to education, Kevin, anything?
I'm sorry. How many DVDs are we ordering?
That is a good question that I'm glad you brought up. Mike Sullivan had said it was around 200. I don't have the exact number in front of me that were pre-ordered. It was less than 200, I want to say.
Sounds plausible.
So how many extra above whatever was ordered do we want to get in? Are there any suggestions?
I would guess below or 200 or below.
Yeah, something like 200 more. Is that what you're saying? Who was that?
That was Kevin A. That'd be my guess and suggestion.
Okay.
And these are going to be pressed, not burned. Is that right?
It's a short run, so they would be pressed rather than.
No, please rethink what you just said.
Yes, I'm sorry. They're going to be burned rather than pressed. My mistake.
Okay.
Because it's a short run. Rather than having.
Right. That's why we've always had to get 1,000 because we've pressed them because that provides better quality. I don't know what the drawbacks may be of burning them. You know, other than lack of quality and some players, some really old players at this point won't play them.
Okay. What I can do is get information off of the disc maker's website and send the exact quote to the board and to you, Martin, as well.
Mm-hmm.
For review before the order is sent in.
Okay.
Okay, I can do that without a problem.
Hey, Kim?
Yes?
Is it possible to get a copy of the artwork that's printed out before we actually make the order so that we can make sure that the image prints out nicely under the cover?
Yes. There is a preview. It costs a couple dollars extra. I want to say it's $20 to get that print preview, but it can be done.
Can I see
Mike and Marilyn Sullivan?
Can I see the artwork before it goes to print as well?
Yes, definitely.
It needs to be reviewed at least by, you know, one or two people besides the artist to make sure all the names and text is correct.
Correct.
I've done that for the last couple of years. So.
Yes, and I was planning on getting that off to you, Martin, as soon as I get it from the artist.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, anything else on video? I'll read it. Okay. Hello, Mike and Marilyn.
Hello.
Hello.
We can only stay on for a few minutes, so should we call back, or has anything been talked about on the Future Fest or anything yet?
Well, I just asked everyone if they checked on the, as far as the alternating years, we have not gotten
mm-hmm.
to that part yet.
Okay.
So if you would rather call in a little bit later, that's fine. There was a question for Marilyn with the membership
mm-hmm.
number.
Mm-hmm.
Marilyn, with the magazine labels, what was the reason for the increase in the number?
Well, we just had a few renewals and a couple new members since I generated the labels on the 12th.
Okay.
And Alan had asked me to redo them. So just, you know, about, we had about 9 or 10 new members for renewal of the new members come in.
Okay. That's what we assumed, but.
Yeah, I didn't redo the numbers report, the membership report for it. Though.
Okay.
Well, I would like to get those new numbers from you, just the numbers of things, and we can do that offline.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so we'll probably be another 20 minutes, half hour before we get to the alternating test site topic, Mike.
Okay.
So if you need to.
Well, we don't really have any comments. I mean, everything that I wanted to say, I said in that write-up, and we're just interested in what the vote's going to be.
Okay.
Call back in later, too.
Okay. All righty.
It's been a while.
Oh, we're having trouble hearing you, Marilyn.
We'll dial back in about a half hour.
Okay. All right. We'll look forward to you then. All right, Kevin Axtell, do we have anything on education front for right now?
Yeah. What Brandon and I would like to do is do a test run on 1-3 local schools. We'd like to equip teachers with scarves and or bean bags for the grades. The schools up here are pretty small, so that's not an unreasonable thing, and we'd like to do our juggling show at the school to kind of start it off, kind of similar to what Finnegan and and for that, you had mentioned a possible Bank of America and or other sponsor, and so we'd like them to sponsor with anywhere from $500 to $1,200, depending on how much we can give to the school, both equipment-wise, performance-wise, and time-wise.
Okay, so what we need to do then is to get a letter together explaining what you want to do and how much you're asking from them.
Okay.
And
perhaps I could send that to and or through you just to make sure that, because I think you have more experience with this particular contact and what they offered past. So if I could send that to you and then you could, or send it through you basically, that'd be great.
That's perfect, because then I'll put it on the IJA letterhead, and I have connection with the vice president of Bank of America here at my local branch.
Great.
And she's the person we'd have to go through.
Great. We can take pictures, but we have a number of smaller local schools that I think would be a great test pilot for this whole thing.
Awesome.
So Brandy and I will get you off a sample letter or a final draft of what we want. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds great. Any questions for Kevin at this point? Okay. Marketing and promotions, Tom Wall.
Ooh. Well, I don't really have a whole lot to say other than I guess I'm sure that a lot of you guys have seen the YouTube contest rules and stuff that I put on the Board Plus forum. I'd like to try and get that turned into an actual, a motion to try and, get instituted next month's meeting, and hopefully try and get the whole thing started in January or February of next year. So far as the vendor discount thing is going, I just heard back from, Jim Fitzgerald of Flying Clipper, finding out what he's going to be offering. He's actually going to be offering a 12% discount to all IJA members, and not just on one day, but from the 26th of this month to the 16th of December, which is kind of cool. He's the only person that expressed any interest in doing it for more than just the 3 days, so that's pretty rad. So we've got three vendors that are going to be participating. That's Sport Juggling, Sam Malcolm, he's a guy from Denver who makes Russian balls, and Flying Clipper. So I'm getting all that stuff sorted out there, and I just finished off this press release, sort of explanation of what it is. I'm going to try and put on Facebook and RecDot and stuff tomorrow. And I emailed David all the stuff that we need for the IJ page today. So that looks like it's taken off, which is kind of neat. I'd be interested to see how it pans out in the long run, but who knows?
That'll be great. Is there any follow-up that you're planning on doing with the vendors, like after they're part of the promotion or at the end of the year?
Yeah, absolutely. Since there are only three of them, and the only person that I'm not, close personal friends with is Flying Clipper. So, okay. I mean, the avenues of communication are pretty wide open at this point.
Great.
Yeah,
great.
So that's pretty exciting. There were a couple of people that expressed great interest at the in my initial emailings, trying to get information about what vendors would be interested in doing. That sort of bailed at the last minute, which was discouraging. But hopefully, this will be successful enough on Black Friday that they will be encouraged to join in the coming year. So, I guess that's all I have to say about that. I do have something that I was talking to a friend last night actually. Who is a grant writer, and apparently she's had some pretty good success in writing arts grants. And this has nothing to do with, marketing and promotions, but she has expressed interest in helping us out, too.
Yay.
Yeah, so I told her that I'd try and get, I guess this is something I should probably send you an email about instead of just bringing it up now, but she wants to know more information about what it is exactly that we'd be using grants for. She was telling me that at her last grant writing job, she landed an $84,000 grant, which, I mean, that's pretty cool. So well, if somebody could give me that information, that would be great, and I can pass it along to her. She lives in Boulder, so.
Okay. Yeah, because I know with the education programs that Kevin and I have talked to, in order for us to expand them, we need money to get IJA performing members out into the schools.
Yeah, for sure.
So that I think that would be a perfect marriage right there.
Cool, yeah.
But I'm sure other ways.
Yeah, so I know almost nothing about grants and that sort of thing, so I just told her that I'd pass along whatever information I could gather. So.
Awesome. Yeah, send it out. Okay. Any questions for Tom?
Yeah, Tom, are we going to try to publicize this in the newsletter?
Yeah, I'm sorry, the
vendor program?
Yeah, put an ad about the vendor program in the newsletter, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, I put a post on the board of directors, not board of directors, on Board Plus, I think like 15 minutes ago, and I emailed Don all the relevant information as well.
Okay.
So hopefully if we can get it out in time, that would be great. If not, I mean, there are enough other avenues that we can get it pretty widely publicized as well.
Yeah, I mean, if we can't get it into there, we could send out a separate email, although we've sent out so many lately that that's not ideal.
Yeah.
But I think we're basically shooting for early next week, very early next week.
Okay, yeah, I mean,
for the exact purpose with the newsletter.
That would be great if we can.
Okay.
I hope it doesn't put a crunch on everybody else, but.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Anything else that we need to discuss before going into motions?
The fundraiser?
The fundraiser.
Yeah, I have nothing there. So fundraiser receipts will go out tomorrow morning. I have a stack of them on my floor ready to mail.
And I have an unofficial total, which is based on Holly's recent official total plus a couple of donations since then, if you want to know that.
Yes.
The current total, as far as I can tell, is $79,66.67, so almost $8,000.
Wow.
That's excellent. That's awesome. All right.
Hopefully.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll get, you know, one or two more and it'll push it over 8,000. Hopefully we'll get a bunch more and it'll push us over 9,000. Who knows?
Wouldn't that be wonderful? That would give us all reason to give thanks this Thanksgiving, that's for sure.
I think I'll send out a note to Don Lewis about this tonight saying receipts are on the way so that people know. And we don't get more emails, where's my receipt?
That's a good idea.
Have you gotten emails asking about receipts?
We've gotten one, but
okay.
Now that it's starting to come to a close, it'd be nice to take care of that before we start getting much.
Yep.
It also lets people know that if they don't have one by mid-December, they should probably ask.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, anything else? All right, if not, we'll move into motions for consideration. We need to have a motion to correct the board minutes of August 24th to include the list of approved volunteers. The motion to approve these volunteers was in the August 24th minutes, but the list of volunteers was not shown, and we do need to do that. So is there a motion to approve this list?
I'll make that motion to correct the board minutes of August 24th to include the list of approved volunteers.
Thank you. Do we have a second, please?
I'll second. Kevin McBeth.
Is there any discussion?
Let their names be known.
Okay. And is there anyone opposed to this motion? Any abstentions? If not, the motion passes. Item B, motion to approve Stephanie Gardner-Walsh as store distributor to begin accepting and shipping new store items beginning with the 2009 Fest DVD. Sandy Brown will continue to store and distribute items prior to the 2009 Fest DVD. Do we have someone to make this motion, please?
I'll make that motion, Kevin McBeth.
Do we have a second, please?
I second it, Ken.
And is there any discussion about this?
Just that we need to make sure it's clear who has what items.
That's why when I notified Sandy that Steph had stepped forward, and it's actually Stephanie and her husband, they're both IJA members, and they have the room and the time to do this. But Sandy had said she wanted to accept this last issue of Juggle Magazine because of that reason. This way she has full year sets.
Okay.
She's not one short. And it would start with the Fest DVD from 2009 and then the first issue of the next year of 2010's Juggle. But they wanted to make a very sharp dividing line there.
Okay.
Any other questions? Discussion? If not, is there anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, the motion passes by unanimous consent. All right, on to item C. The motion to approve the operating budget for 2010. Do we have a motion for this so that we can discuss it?
I'll move to approve operating budget 2010.
And a second, please.
I'll second. Kevin McBeth.
Okay. And discussion. I know you spoke up on the forums, but any further discussion? Anything from you, Kevin?
Well, if we change membership fees, then we need to revise the budget. But it looks like we've already got the Jungle Magazine changes in there.
So
although
do
I
we...
think that needs to be tweaked.
Do we need to maybe table this until December's meeting?
I think so.
Okay, do we have a motion to table?
Quick question. That's just making sure that's all right. Is there a deadline for us to approve our next year's budget? Is it for November? If I remember that, is that incorrect?
Before the year starts would be preferable.
Yeah,
okay.
There's really nothing in our bylaws that we have to go by concerning a budget.
Okay. Yeah. It's just that adjustment, right? I suppose then it would make sense in December to wait until close to the meeting in case there's any other changes. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Just so we don't have to do it again.
Right.
Okay. I move to approve or to table the approval of the operating budget.
Okay. Do we have a second for that, please?
I'll second that. This is Richard.
I'm sorry, Kevin Axtell. I kind of cut you off there. My apologies.
No problem.
Okay. And the vote to table the motion to approve the operating budget for 2010. Is there anyone opposed to tabling this motion? Any abstentions? The motion is tabled. Okay. The next one was one we need Mike for. Does anyone have a problem with skipping to item E under motions?
None here.
Okay. If not, let's move on to the motion to approve a festival director for Sparks, Nevada. And I left that blank.
So when we make the motion, it goes to discussion?
Yes.
Okay. I move to approve the 2010 festival director.
Okay. Do we have a second, please, so we can move to discussion?
Second. Again.
This doesn't make any sense. You're approving nobody as a festival director.
We have two people that have applied, and we have their responses to the series of questions that were sent to Dan.
Okay, so you're planning to sort of discuss the two and eventually and hopefully choose one.
Yes.
Okay.
And then probably revise the motion.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So who was the second? I'm sorry.
Ken.
Okay. All right. Now for discussion. We had 10 people say that they were interested in the position. I then sent out a work description, basically a month-by-month breakdown that Mike Sullivan supplied as far as what needs to be done for the IJA Fest, as well as the list of questions that were asked of Dan Holzman and David Groth when they were first interested in the position. Since sending out that email with the questions and the list of job description, two people have responded with answers to the questions, and that is Stephen Dimon.
Dimon.
And Philip DiPaolo. And then today I received an email from Jeff Peden saying he was also interested, but then he called and rescinded that email. So we have two names on the table who have answered a series of questions, which I did forward their answers to the board. And now we have to decide which one of them we would like, if either of them, for our festival director for 2010.
Well,
so, thoughts?
It seems like Philip has been more anxious to get started. Would you agree there?
I definitely agree. I spoke to both of them by phone.
I think that's a really good sign. He's ready to go, and even though I know Stephen and he's a wonderful, very friendly guy, I think that Philip's ambitiousness, because it's a little late, kind of steers me towards him.
I agree.
I agree. The other thing that worries me about Stephen, and I agree, he's a very personable guy. I just got to meet him this summer, so I don't know him as well. But his first question to me was, can you be fest director and participate in teams competition? Which is wonderful if somebody can do it, but I think that it would make his life very, very difficult.
Oh, gracious. I feel strongly on Philip. I think most of us do as well.
This is Richard. I do choose Philip also, based on the answers to the questions.
I don't know either of these folks, but and that's not my issue, but what do they have the time to put into this? I mean, I don't know what either of them does or if they're retired. I don't know. No idea how old they are or anything.
That's one of the questions that Kim asked, and they both answered that. I don't have that in front of me, but maybe Kim does.
Well, Philip is basically full-time performer, so he makes his own schedules. He feels that he can put in 40-plus hours in the few months leading up to the fest. A little less than that starting now, but he is really ready to go. Philip has been one of the organizers of Motion Fest for the past, I forget how many years he had said. He did have it in there. And is also he's also secretary treasurer and has been for many years of Motion Fest. He has a built-in
finance experience.
He has a whole lot of finance experience. He's got college degrees that would line the wall that all deal with performance and putting together an event like this. Where Stephen seem like he knows a lot as far as the finance and that, but did not seem to be as well versed in it. Philip was definitely stronger in many of the question areas. I mean, he's a guy with a master's degree, did he say? I'm looking back for his answers, as well as for...
I'm Philip.
What was that, Kevin?
I'm for Philip. I think not only can he do it, I think he's going to do his best and really wants to do the job.
He actually asked me to give him a call after the board meeting tonight.
Yeah.
To let him know so that as soon as it's decided, he's going to get in touch with Kevin and Holly as far as budget so he knows what he has to work with. He knows that Keith Nelson has said that he would be on board as director of the Cascade of Stars. He was fine with that. He is ready to move. He already has plans in place in his head. So,
choice.
Yeah. Tom, any thoughts?
I think he sounds like he's great. Like, it sounds wonderful. I'm for him.
Okay, so are we agreed that Philip DiPaolo's name should be there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So we need to amend this motion now to read motion to approve Philip DiPaolo as 2010 Best Director for Sparks Nevada. Who would like to make that amended motion? Or I should ask Kevin Axtell, are you willing to amend the motion?
I am willing to amend the motion for Philip DiPaolo as Best Director. Do I make the motion to amend?
Yep, you just did. You made the motion to amend. Ken Ferris, are you still willing to second that?
Yep.
Okay. Then we will go to a vote. Is there anyone opposed to Philip DiPaolo being our 2010 Festival Director for Sparks Nevada? Anyone abstaining? If not, Philip DiPaolo is our 2010 Fest Director for Sparks. We have a Fest Director. Yay! All right. And I was looking on my instant messenger to see if Mike Sullivan is there, but he is not.
We can just tell him. He just wants to know what the vote is.
Well, that's true. He wanted to know what the vote's going to be for the other motion that we still have to work on. Motion D. This is the one with motion to approve the Board of Directors to seek favorable terms and dates for contracting to hold the 2011, 2012, 2013, and 2014 IJA festivals in the cities of Rochester, Minnesota, and Winston-Salem, North Carolina, on an alternating year basis, beginning with Rochester, Minnesota for 2011, Winston-Salem, North Carolina for 2012, and so on, in order to provide the IJA and its membership a reliable, cost-effective, and suitable venue for the festival. Nothing in this motion will preclude future boards from discontinuing this practice, if desired, once the 2014 obligations have been met. Do we have a motion? Do we have someone to make this motion?
I'll make that motion. This is Richard.
Do we have a second, please?
Second, Ken.
Okay. And discussion.
I find some of the wording kind of funny because it talks about seeking favorable terms for 2011 when we've already signed and sent in the contract.
That's true.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
Okay.
How do we amend it?
Just take out 2011.
Yeah.
And that first part, it's okay to continue to say alternating years with 2011 being in whichever one it was, I've forgotten, Minnesota, I guess.
Yes.
Yep.
So that part's okay to leave Minnesota in, but take out the part about favorable agreements for starting in 2011.
So it would be changed to seek favorable terms and dates for contracting to hold the 2012, 13, and 14.
Yep.
I will happily amend my, well, we don't have to do that yet. Never mind.
Okay. Then we also have to change the order of Rochester and Winston-Salem.
No, you can leave it in saying starting in 2000, with festivals starting in 2011. I mean, that's up. What do you think, Kevin?
Yeah, that's great.
I think it's okay. It might be kind of nice to revise it, but it should be all right.
I think it's fairly clear what the intent is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Does anyone have any questions of Mike with this idea? Or is everyone pretty much set?
I have a comment.
Okay, go right ahead.
The festival director of Mondo Juggle Fest is very excited to see what they can do at Mondo to help the Rochester, Minnesota IJA festival be successful. So there's a lot of happiness in the local community.
Cool.
Excellent.
What I like about this idea is I think it gives us some stability over the next several years, the next few years, to really be able to concentrate our volunteer efforts in other areas of building up the organization.
Yeah.
I did send the breakdown to, I believe I sent it to Board Plus and not just Board, of the responses from anyone who did respond either through email or the forums. And although we didn't get a huge, overwhelming response, we did have several very good comments, many very good comments. Out of 14 people that responded, 7 of them liked the idea. Only 2 were really against it. And a few others offered different ideas, like a 3-year cycle or a 3-year cycle with a 4th year having a wild card. Which, you know, I don't know how you guys feel about that, but I think that shows us that at least a good number of our people would like this idea.
Jim?
Yes?
I do like the idea of having a wild card thrown in there occasionally. That way we're at least in the market for another festival site in case one of our regular festival sites starts treating us poorly.
That's not a bad idea. And as of 2000, we actually, nothing stops us from starting to look for 2015 as well. So, yeah, we should have a spare ready to go in case we do need it.
Good question. Are we in discussion at the moment?
Yes.
Okay. Just from having to, I really like the idea. I think it's well presented. I think it should be passed. I was planning to abstain, just having talked to lots of West Coast jugglers who were a little put off by the idea. But overall, I just want to make sure that everyone's kind of straw poll, that everyone's wanting to make this pass. I don't want an abstention to block it from happening.
Yeah, Kevin, I'm voting for it. This is Richard.
Is anyone against or opposed? Okay, I'm just testing that water. Thank you.
Yep, no problem. And I realize that, you know, this is an ideal for our West Coasters.
I still think it's good for the IJA.
And that's what we have to look at. What is overall the best for the IJA in the financial situation we're in the volunteer situation we're in? And personally, I think this is the way to go for right now.
And just Anthony's absent, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he's the only one.
And
the good thing is that next year is going to be on the West Coast, or almost, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're starting with one of those, and we were also on the West Coast in 2006. But even with that, I think, you know, we might want to be thinking about either the Northeast, New England, or the West Coast in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you know, we might want to continue with the two cities, but we might want to insert a year somewhere else and then go on with those two cities or whatever. Those possibilities obviously are still open, even if you pass this with the intent to go through 2014 in the two cities.
Very good.
And I think with a little bit longer lead time, it may be possible to get a little bit better situation in the West Coast. Because it seems like, at least with this festival site, it wasn't quite as well planned out as it could be.
Yeah, I think this festival site was a bit of an unusual case.
Okay, is there any further discussion? Okay. Mike did say that he just wanted to know the vote, correct?
Right.
Did I hear him right? Okay. All right. If there's no further discussion, we'll move on to the vote. Is there anyone opposed to the motion to approve the Board of Directors to seek favorable terms and dates for contracting to hold the 2012, 2013, and 2014 IJA festivals in the cities of Rochester, Minnesota, and Winston-Salem, North Carolina, on an alternating year basis, beginning with Rochester, Minnesota for 2011, Winston-Salem, North Carolina in 2012, and so on, in order to provide the IJA and its membership a reliable, cost-effective, and suitable venue for the festival. Nothing in this motion will preclude future boards from discontinuing this practice if desired, once the 2014 contract obligations have been met. Is there anyone opposed to that motion? Any abstentions?
I'm abstaining, Kevin A.
Okay. All right. Not hearing any objections, and with only one abstention, the motion passes. Okay. Is there anything else we need to discuss in Varia?
Do we have a projected member receipt, DVD receive date approximately?
At this point, it's going to depend on when the artist gets the artwork completed so that the text and all can be reviewed.
Very good.
Yeah. The turnaround time at this company is approximately 5 days. So once they get it, it will be shipped to Steph within a 5-day period.
Super.
Let's if we can push quickly on that, because I've already gotten a few requests for ordering it through the store for Christmas.
Okay. I will call the artist tomorrow and see how fast he can have the covers done. And then Martin, I'll send it off to Martin, and we'll get everything figured out, as make sure everything's just right. And like I said, if we can get it out the Monday after Thanksgiving, we'd have it back the following Monday. This company is able to mail it. So to all of our pre-ordered people, they will have the list of who to mail it out to, and they will do the mailing right from their facility in New Jersey.
We could, in theory, put it in the store anytime we want. We don't have to wait for it to be available. And we could add anybody's name who orders it between now and when we actually submit the list to the list of people who have, you know, ordered it. So those people would be mailed. So, you know, we haven't done that, but we could. The only thing we don't have necessarily is the actual cover artwork, but we can certainly put up something in its place.
Well, I have the program artwork scanned in, so, and that's a reasonable approximation.
Okay.
I'll get that updated this week.
And the only thing is, you know, you have to figure out the price. I assume the price is going to be the same as last year, 30 for
but,
members and 40 for non-members.
Yeah. Right, because I don't think we changed the festival. If they ordered it with the festival package, I don't think we changed that price this year.
We did.
Did we?
From 15 to 25.
Okay. So do we need to change the store prices?
We don't need to. I think we raised the price for the festival purchase to save to raise more money for the festival.
Okay. I think the store prices are fine.
Okay. Okay, anything else that we need to discuss tonight?
I do have one thing, which is I need to get a copy of the most recent roster, like the absolute most current, by Monday so I can send it off to the vendors who are participating in the vendor discount thing.
What information is needed in that version?
Just names, really.
Just names? You don't need addresses, phone numbers? I mean, it's nicer if we can just give them names and not subject people to, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just names, really. Like, I mean, it's entirely on the end of the vendor to confirm who is what and who is eligible for the thing. And I'm just asking them all to cross-check it on the list.
Okay. So,
and I feel
I mean,
like
we could give them,
is as much as we should.
Might be good to give them a name and a city, since there are people in with the same names, you know. But
okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Well, name and city, state.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
That's important.
So if I could get that soon, I'm not entirely sure if I was supposed to ask Jim or who, but I would like to have a copy of that sooner rather than later so I can send it out to them.
Marilyn is probably the person who can generate that the fastest.
Okay.
And
I will,
seems to be available at the moment.
Okay, I'll send her an email tonight.
And but do tell her that you don't want addresses, phone numbers, and email addresses included. That you just
sure.
want whatever it is, names and city and state, or something
yeah,
country.
Yes. Yeah. Right on.
Okay. Anything else? If there is nothing else for Vario, then the next thing we need to decide on is our next board meeting, which will be right between the holidays.
Perfect.
Oh, I accidentally skipped the January on my calendar. That's not good. The third Wednesday is actually the 16th of December.
You can do the 9th.
I can do the 9th. Is that okay with everybody else?
Yeah. Actually, wait, no. Looks like we're going to be traveling. I'm sorry. Sorry. The 9th would be tough for us. 16th is good. I know it's close to the holidays. Is that okay for everyone?
16th is cool with me.
16th works for me.
Works for me and Richard.
I'll just be baking cookies. Wish I could bring them to the meeting with me, but...
Board meeting at Kim's house.
No
Good.
Problem. Yeah, 16th is fine for me. Is it bad for anyone? If not, we'll say the next meeting is December 16th. At 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Good.
We
now we need
to Kim?
Yes?
Great.
Okay. We need a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Yay. We need a second to adjourn.
Second, Ken.
All right. So the meeting is adjourned at 8:58 p.m. Thank you, everyone. Wonderful
Thanks.
Work.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.